With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. Attorney General Tim Fox is recovering from colon cancer surgery and expects to begin chemotherapy next month. Fox says his cancer was detected early. His prognosis is good, and he will likely begin chemotherapy next month. The Republican, who has been mentioned as a possible gubernatorial candidate in 2020, tells the Great Falls Tribune, quote, "That option and any other option in my life are still very viable," unquote. Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte's re-election campaign started the year strongly by raising more money in the first 3 months than the five Democratic contenders for the seat combined. Recently released campaign finance reports show the Republican raised $703,000 from January through March. He has a little less than $950,000 in the bank. The five people competing for the Democratic nomination raised a combined $608,000 in the first quarter of 2018. The State Health Department is investigating several reports of E. coli likely linked to chopped romaine lettuce grown in the Yuma, Arizona area. Officials say three cases are confirmed to be linked to a multi-state outbreak. Montana is the 12th state to report E. coli-related illnesses in the Missoula, Flathead, Lincoln, and Ravalli counties. Three people have been hospitalized. Health officials are urging people not to eat any store-bought chopped romaine lettuce or salad mixes containing chopped romaine lettuce, as they may have at home while further testing is pending. Preliminary recommendations for cuts to academic programs and faculty at the University of Montana will be presented tomorrow. In an email to UM staff today, the administration says that in addition to identifying areas that should be reorganized and discontinued, the recommendations made public tomorrow will identify key areas of strength, the university's core curriculum, and interdisciplinary communities of excellence, in which it will invest to preserve or enhance their distinction. Enrollment at the University of Montana has declined nearly 30% since 2010. Discussions about reorganizing and potentially cutting university programs due to ongoing financial shortfalls began in January. The new recommendations will be posted online tomorrow, and the email from administrators says they're, quote, "eager to hear your questions, concerns, and ideas." UM President Seth Bodner will present the preliminary recommendations to the Faculty Senate at 3 p.m. And then on Friday afternoon, Bodner and members of the University Planning Committee will host a campus forum on the recommendations for all employees. Those meetings will be followed by listening sessions hosted by the Faculty Senate next Tuesday and Thursday. Dates and times for all the meetings and presentations are posted on our website, mtpr.org. The school board in Corvallis, Montana, has voted against a proposal to start a shooting sports club. The Ravalli Republic reports the Corvallis school board voted 4-2 last week on the proposal to form the club by Superintendent Tim Johnson. Supporters say the club could be a space that could demystify guns for students. Two teachers who spoke against the idea thought it could be dangerous for students with mental issues and that the funding could be better spent on helping at-risk kids. A $12,000 charter flight to Montana by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke was reviewed and approved by department ethics officials without complete information because staffers who helped schedule the trip did not provide sufficient details, an internal watchdog said today. A report by the Interior's Inspector General said Zinke's use of a chartered flight to Whitefish after he spoke to a National Hockey League team in Las Vegas, quote, might have been avoided, unquote, if Interior employees had worked with the team to accommodate Zinke's schedule. Zinke and four Interior Department staffers flew on a private plane from Las Vegas to his hometown in June 2017. Zinke has said no commercial flight was available for the late-night flight that allowed him to deliver a speech to Western governors the next day. Zinke was in Las Vegas to speak to the Vegas Golden Knights, the city's new National Hockey League team. The team's owner, Bill Foley, contributed to Zinke's congressional campaigns. The IG's report issued today said Zinke never mentioned the Interior Department or his role as secretary in the speech to the team, instead focusing on his experience as a former Navy SEAL. An ethics official said the speech should have been tied to the department's mission to qualify as an official event. ethics official told investigators she did not know that the team's owner had donated to Zinke's congressional campaign until it was reported in a newspaper article after the speech. Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte's re-election campaign started the year strongly by raising more money in the first 3 months than the five Democratic contenders for the seat combined. Recently released campaign finance reports show the Republican raised $703,000 from January through March. He has a little less than $950,000 in the bank. The five people competing for the Democratic nomination raised a combined $608,000 in the first quarter of 2018. On the same day, Second Amendment advocates demonstrated at state capitals across America. An unaffiliated pro-gun rally in Kalispell drew about 200 people this weekend. Nikki Willett reports.
Speakers at the locally organized Rally for Our Rights pro-gun rally in Kalispell's Depot Park said they spoke for a section of America's youth that's been overlooked as the media covers a swell of anti-gun sentiment following a deadly school shooting in Florida. Event co-organizer Grant Miller is a sophomore at Columbia Falls High School. He told the crowd they must protect their constitutional rights from those who want to see stricter gun regulations.
We can no longer stand idly by while the Democrats and the mainstream media push and fight to strip us of our rights. We must speak, we must yell, show them that we are not a fairy tale and we truly do exist and have a voice much louder than theirs.
Miller was joined by about a dozen speakers for the two-hour rally. It drew fewer than the 500 people organizers predicted. Attendees sported military patches and NRA hats and waved American and Gadsden flags. Families stood alongside the dozen or so men with tactical long guns strapped to their backs. U.S. Senate hopeful Republican Dr. L. Olszewski of Kalispell, endorsed by several of the speakers, made brief remarks at the podium, as did U.S. House Libertarian candidate Eleanor Swanson of Billings. Several other candidates for local offices milled in the crowd. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.